Exclusive: Building America's Future launches ad by blasting big retail for sticking with unpopular DEI. By Hannah Knudsen on February 25, 2025. The conservative nonprofit Building America's Future is launching a targeted five-figure ad buy focused on retailers who are still sticking with diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, nonsense that reigned free under former President Joe Biden's leadership, Breitbart News learned exclusively. The ad buy features a 60-second spot, which according to the press release, will be geo-fenced in areas around the following headquarters of the major retailers mentioned in the ad. The ad focuses on Walmart, whose HQ is in Bentonville, Arkansas; Costco, whose headquarters are in Issaquah, Washington; Target, with an HQ in Minneapolis, Minnesota; and the National Retailers Federation, based in Washington, D.C. Specifically, the ad calls out these retailers for trying to hold on to DEI initiatives despite President Donald Trump's orders to dismantle the unfair and discriminatory practices, prioritizing factors such as race or sexual orientation rather than merit. The ad, "Keep Fighting," features President Trump telling supporters that he would end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. But one industry is still clinging to DEI. The ad reads, showing a reporter explaining, "Costco shareholders voted overwhelmingly last week, 98% against a proposal to cut DEI policy. Target is being sued for allegedly defrauding shareholders by concealing the possible business risks of its DEI initiatives." It continues, citing reports that Walmart is pushing schools to arrange teacher training sessions related to DEI. "Some are pretending they aren't woke," words on the ad read, playing audio of another report that Target is joining McDonald's, Walmart, Meta, other companies that aren't rolling back the DEI initiatives. "But we know the truth. Big retail will resist Trump every step of the way. Keep fighting," the ad urges viewers. Watch. Indeed, the ad comes on the heels of Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer filing a federal lawsuit against Target over claims it misled investors by championing DEI. On day one in office, President Trump rescinded Biden's order to prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in federal hiring and signed a new executive order titled "Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing." The order tasked agency heads with terminating to the maximum extent allowed by law all DEI, DEA, and environmental justice offices and positions, including but not limited to chief diversity officer positions, all equity action plans, equity actions, initiatives, or programs, equity-related grants or contracts, and all DEI or DEA performance requirements for employees, contractors, or grantees. Trump also signed an order titled, "Reforming the Federal Hiring Process and Restoring Merit to Government Service," which explicitly stated that current federal hiring practices are broken, insular, and outdated. "They no longer focus on merit, practical skill, and dedication to our Constitution. Federal hiring should not be based on impermissible factors, such as one's commitment to illegal racial discrimination under the guise of equity, or one's commitment to the invented concept of gender identity over sex," it states, adding that, "Inserting such factors into the hiring process subverts the will of the people, puts critical government functions at risk, and risks losing the best qualified candidates." A recent survey from Signal found that most Americans believe government hire should be based on merit and experience over DEI factors.